Hello and welcome back to part two as we continue talking more about respiratory protection. How about with some of the respirators that have filters and cartridges, how often should you switch those out?
That's a great question, and OSHA's wrestled with this for a long time, as have other occupational health and safety agencies. The cartridge changeout is not going to be the same in every environment because it has everything to do with loading. How much contaminant am I loading on those cartridges? Because each cartridge has a finite capacity for loading. It can only take so much. And think of the air cleaner on your car. Mm-hmm. If you're driving in a nice clean city that gets regular rain, then you're not going to have much dust in the air, and your air cleaner is going to last you a long time. Whereas if you're driving in Southern California and there's a lot of dust and there's a lot of grit in the air, then it's going to be have to be changed much more frequently. And that's the same thing true with cartridges. It's relatively easy with filter cartridges because what the manufacturer and what the common wisdom will tell you is that you change them out when it starts getting difficult to breathe. When you're noticing that there's resistance to pulling the air in, it's time to change your cartridge. Whereas it's not so easy with cartridges that are designed to stop gases and vapors. Because after they load up, as they load and they become more full of the contaminant, eventually when they're full, the contaminant's going to pass right through the cartridge. And so you might have heard of warning properties, that certain chemicals have warning properties, and those warning properties are odors and tastes. And certainly if you read the manufacturer's instructions, they tell you that if you ever taste or smell the chemical that you're being protected against, you should immediately change it out. Uh-huh. Well, you can imagine that that's a huge challenge if the chemical you're being protected against has an extremely low odor threshold or maybe no odor at all.
Oh.
So that can be a real problem. So that's one of the reasons why OSHA requires employers to maintain a cartridge change-out schedule. And there are models for making this determination, for making this calculation, meaning that If you, the employer, give me a half-mask respirator with organic vapor cartridges, then I'm being protected against methyl ethyl chicken wire, then a determination needs to be made, a rough idea of how quickly will that cartridge load up. So as a result, how often should I change it out? Now, it's easy with a dust mask. With a dust mask, you can just pretty much change, you're taking it out and throwing it away at the end of the day. That's very common with dust masks. But cartridges start to get kind of expensive, and we don't always want to just be throwing them away if we don't have to, and that makes a lot of sense. So it's important that employers have a conversation with somebody technically qualified to help make this determination and to use one of the models that are out there. OSHA offers some on their website to, again, make that determination of what would be an acceptable change-out frequency for your particular application in your workplace with the chemicals you're working with in those processes. It's very specific.
What have you seen used as a respirator?
Well, you know, a lot of employers really do the right thing and they buy the right materials. You know, they're buying N95 dust masks. They're buying legitimate NIOSH approved half masks or full face respirators. But some employers aren't that well educated, and they allow their employees to do whatever. They don't even provide them respiratory protection. I have one of my clients who allows their employees to wear surgical masks, and they think they're giving them dust masks, but they're not. They look like dust masks, but they don't seal against the face. They're not as tight fitting as a good two-strap N95 type filtering face piece would be, and they have to change it. They really should change over to something that is a respirator that they can still use without having to jump through all the hoops of having a full respiratory protection program.
Well, how do you come up with a rating system for these respiratory?
Well, masks? Again, think of it in terms of your car air filter. A filter is not perfect, meaning a filter is not going to stop every single particulate coming through, because it's going to only have an efficiency down to a certain particle size, because a filter is just merely fibers that are strung together in kind of a loose mesh, and depending upon how tight that mesh is going to determine how the size of the particulates that it's keeping out. The rating is established for respirators. The APF, the assigned protection factor rating, is established so that an employer can select a respirator that's going to provide the greatest protection. If a low level of protection is needed, then a half mask respirator with a protection factor of 10 can be selected. If greater protection is needed, a full face respirator with a protection factor of 50 could be selected. You might go to a double bibbed hood powered air purifying respirator, which can be given a protection factor of 1,000. Whereas you can even go all the way up to 10,000, I think is the number, for a assigned protection factor for a supplied air system when you're wearing a tight-fitting positive pressure mask. The important thing about protection factors and the reason they exist is because all respirators leak. It's very important to remember that just because you put a respirator on doesn't mean you're completely isolated from the environment that you're in at all. That's why if you're after isolation because the contaminant environment is so bad, that's why there's level A and level B suits that you would wear with a self-contained breathing apparatus. You've seen the moon suits with people who can zip completely in and they're completely isolated from the outside environment. It's estimated that by wearing a full face respirator, fewer contaminants leak through. That's the idea. Okay. So as you go up higher and higher, the fewer and fewer and fewer particles of contaminants are going to be leaking through and exposing the employee.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.